Whilst we could spend a huge amount of time on every single word of the Shemayin Esther, we need to move on. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. What's Elokeinu? Says the Tor in Or Chaim Siman Hey. Elokeinu, or the word Elokim, is Takif, Amitz, powerful. He has all the power, he's omnipotent. He has all the power in the upper worlds, the lower worlds. So tell the connect strength. Elokeinu. Takif ba'ala yechayles ba'ala koichas kulam. Hashem is omnipotent, Hashem is all powerful. It doesn't mean when we say Hashem is strong, it's the opposite of weak. It means he has all the power. He has all the strength. He has the ability to fill any lack. The ability to give and give and give without any limits. All strength, all power, it's all devolved from Hashem. Hashem has the ability to save us, he has the ability to help us. There's no other power other than Hashem. Nefesh HaChayim and Sha'alef, Perek Beis, develops this. Elokim, we know, it's Hashem's omnipotence. The idea of Hashem being Baal HaKoichos, Hashem be having all the powers, unlike a human being. Because a human being, if he builds a building, for example, out of wood, then once the building's built, it stands by itself. Because all the builder did is take the raw materials, cut them, join them, arrange them in a certain way. And once they're there, and they've been assembled in the way that the builder, the craftsman, has decided and determined, it stands by itself. Workman can go on to another job and go home, enjoy the fruits of his labor. And the building stands high and firm without the ongoing input from the builder because the job is done. Says Nefesh HaChayim, but when Hashem created the world, he didn't just create them and leave them to run by themselves. No. He's constantly willing every single element in the Bria, every single molecule, every single particle into existence. Kol yoyim v'kol rega mamash. Every moment. The willing existence into being again and again and again and again. It's just that he wills it into existence with a memory. Because the existence of everything depends on Hashem and he depends on nothing. Everything that we deem to exist in this world is really contingent. And only exists to the extent that Hashem wills it to be. Wills it into existence. Were Hashem to remove his awareness, his consciousness, his thought, his care, his compassion from that which he created, it simply could not exist. Because Hashem is the context to all of existence. Things only exist to the extent to which Hashem wills them to be so. That's Elokim. It's not just that he's stronger than everybody else. It's a different type of strength where everything depends on him. Nothing ultimately has any sense of existence outside of its source. Hashem is the ultimate power. And to understand that when we daven, that's the address that we're turning to the being that not only is the creator, but he's the sustainer who constantly wills existence into being. He's fully aware of my issues. He's aware of my problems, has all the solutions. It's all coming from him. That's the being that I'm praying to. Not just the creator, but the nurturer and the sustainer of all existence on an ongoing basis. That's the address to turn to.